All right. Welcome back, great friends and grand champions. You are truly, truly special people and incredible professionals. I'm so very proud of you for all the detailed and diligent work on the whole patient conflict and question engagement role-playing activities from last month. The bottom line is people give up way too early. Really, with everything in life. When you want to help your patients, though, you really just have to persist politely, and you have to discipline yourself to engage and ask questions to bring out the value in the patient's mind of what you know is absolutely best for them. Today, this month, as promised, we're dramatically shifting gears back to the bigger picture of the business and practice as a whole, and looking at ways to work smarter, not harder. Really, in a sense, I'm bluntly talking about how to get more treatment and money, help more people, out of a single day without needing more team members, more hours, and quite possibly even needing more patients. I'm calling this achieving your next practice breakthroughs, working smarter, not harder, what we all want to do. In all fairness, a lot of this are things to reassess and make sure that you aren't making silly mistakes or you're not in your own way of progress, as well as identifying the areas in which you could now be expecting more from yourselves and raising up the bar of how you operate on many of the basic principles that have laid the foundation for you for your consistent and sustainable growth and results that you've already achieved. The question is simply, what can we do to get to the next level in the smartest and best way possible without adding more work and volume to your day? I've divided this into four categories that you will talk through with some examples and some discussion questions, and then a final little conclusion that will help you to drive forward with decisions and actions to implement some great ideas and changes that will ensure you break through any plateaus you're experiencing right now. First, I want you to talk about what I call fixing the formula. Fix the formula. The point of the formula is that if you are executing your value-based scheduling, then we know there are several key things that you do to make it as valuable as possible for yourselves. And if you find your days aren't reaching the goals you want, or you are ready to increase your goal, music to my ears, then you have to fix the formula to make it work. Look, the breakdown is real simple. There are five things. First, the schedule can only be as valuable as the appointments you place in it. Are we placing valuable enough appointments? Are we protecting the primary production column? Are we moving beyond small units or even quadrants to bigger case acceptance of appointments, which leads me to the second one, which is the anchor. The anchor value is the most critical part of the day. At this point, we should have super anchors, middle anchors, little anchors, but the whole first, at least first half and morning session of your production day, it should all be anchor stacked top down, one on top of the next. And then, of course, we have the timing and fees. They must be accurate and without gaps, where doctor time is scheduled up to the doctor time. The next patient is in the next chair when the doctor is done. We have seamless overlap of patient and chair times in multiple rooms, but no overlap in doctor time, but no gap in between. This is critical. And fees, are they all accurate? Are they where they should be? Should it be raised or increased? Should it just be doubled down upon? You must ensure production takes precedence, but not at the expense or the detriment of diagnosing and of great patient experiences. Are there any errors we're making in the way that we schedule where the doctor is not effectively available to deliver on diagnosis, or any other team member does not have the time to be able to bring that patient experience full circle and have that true diagnostic experience leads to great dentistry, right? And then five, this requires you, of course, to always remain future focused and not overfill your days. Very simple. Now, all you need to do is review your value-based scheduling last 2 weeks, next 2 weeks, your overall approach and expectations that everyone is, you know, in the entire practice is aware of, and then really up the game on all five of these. Discuss it, determine takeaways, and especially say, what can we do to create more and make our days more valuable? Now, the next big topic, I want you to address the leverage points in terms of reviewing four key factors. Now, leverage points are absolutely vital and important, okay, to think about because that's really where the growth is, you know, extracted from. The first leverage point is presenting complete and comprehensive vision of the mouth, incorporating all problems and possibilities and using photography to do it. We have to make sure not only do we have complete treatment plans, but we have complete vision of the mouth from our perspective and then delivered to the patients, and then utilizing the photography in all areas, not just in the diagnosis, not just in the patient discussion, in the presentation and the closure of the treatment. We also move to the second leverage point, which is capturing as much money as possible, detached from the flow of treatment and number of visits up front and ahead of production. What can we do to break through with the leverage point of collections moving in advance of production and continuing to accelerate cash flow of the practice? Just like we should diagnose and get case acceptance more than our daily goal every single day, we should out-collect our production every single day. The more this happens, the stronger and healthier you will be, and everything else, of course, falls in place. The third leverage point I want you to discuss is removing any and all focus and fixation on insurance by you and your patients in discussion, in presentation, in material, in scheduling, in every aspect. How are we doing on this very important leverage point? The fourth leverage point is ensuring you are bundling as much treatment as possible into as few visits as possible, and we are maximizing assistant skills and simplifying follow-up visits with the doctor time as much as we can. Now, each of these can be discussed from a rate yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 concept, or just have an open discussion and really challenge yourself not to say, are we doing this? Because of course you are, but instead ask, how can we do this better? Which is the point of leverage points in the first place. Now, I want you to make some commitments and see what happens. Now, the next part, very easy, very simple, very fun. Next, I want you to shift your minds to opportunities. I want you to have an open brainstorming discussion around this question. What is your view and ideas on how you would expand your practice potential right now as it is today? Each of you, every person, what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts? From referrals to follow-up visits to hygiene appointments to maximizing billing to, you know, to ensuring every column is allocated and organized properly to no patient left behind. And, you know, listen, you get the idea and the concept. It's open conversation. By doing the first two exercises, it will lead you to this where you'll break down any barriers in your mind. Everyone should have something to say. I don't care if it's whitening or if it's referral contest or if it's a new procedure or it's getting more production out of the second column of your clinical team or it's adding or changing a new treatment coordinator. Okay? What would you put on this list? And then I want you to prioritize it together and pick the items that you all want to commit to and assign who is responsible for them. This is all about building growth, working smarter, not harder. And this leads us to the fourth and final pillar and the most beautiful one of them all, to make it very, very, very simple. Last but not least, I want you to use the remaining time to go through your A to Z patient experience with the theme of how we can up our game and what we can do to build a better patient. In what ways are we slacking or lacking on creating the best possible A patient experience that would ensure we have a model and a process that is exactly built for the results we want to get. To make this easy, simply say to yourself, on the phone, okay, are we doing well? What can we do better? Are we getting all the proper information we need? Are we conveying that to the next team member? Are we screening and scheduling effectively and appropriately? Is the welcome process fully and completely in place with letter, video, text, follow-through, testimonials, booklet, package? Are our new patient interviews going well? Are we setting the tone and building the vision? Are we laying the expectations? Are we doing full diagnosis? Are we setting the patient up for success with the doctor? Are we preparing the patient for the doctor? Are we engaging the patient not just in the here and now, present moment, but in the future? Are we executing every triangle of trust perfectly and completely? Are we embracing the past, present, future constructs of how we describe and communicate to our next team member? Are we effective and consistent in our clinical yes, in our treatment summary, our triangle out to the treatment coordinator? Of course, from a presentation position, are we utilizing pictures? Are we keeping the full mouth integrity of the treatment presentation? Are we asking for all the money, all the time, and the full acceptance on the treatment plan as it's presented? Now, listen, how about concluding every new patient experience with specific and certain next steps, ideally case acceptance, and then what about follow-up and loose ends and retention of patients? Once again, make your list A to Z. Around the circle of all team members, you have the full and complete patient experience. Now, this practice focus, friends, it is not easy. It's, again, very intense. It's incredibly advanced. It's also rapid fire. It's what you're ready for, an across-the-board challenge of raising up expectations for yourself and your team and lifting up your goals to the next level. I can tell you this, inside of these four activities and the major practice-building components, you will find everything you need to facilitate greater success and influence your key numbers that make the difference. And I guarantee you, you will close these gaps and hit record goals going forward. Not just once, but again and again, because we are, as a result of this month's practice focus, you know, ultimately, and your commitment to the follow-through on these decisions, we are building a better, stronger, more profitable practice by working smarter, not harder. And that's an amazing and a beautiful and incredible thing. It's really what you deserve. Right? Now, I would challenge you to take each one of these, go back. You don't have to re-listen, but just go through the activities. Separate them out, four very specific things. But ideally, if you can do them now, today, all at once, it really has a flow. It's an awesome flow that I've created here for you. So you build momentum and the highest level things, the most valuable leverage points will rise to the top. So I want to leave you with this. It is your ability to be successful with each and every patient and create a great day one after another that is your greatest strength, and it also keeps you grounded and without stress or problems or frustrations compounding. That comes directly from ensuring you have effective and productive morning huddles and you commit to the end-of-day closure, the debrief, the end-of-the-day huddle, and communication, as well as keeping your monthly trainings and meeting times sacred, ideally with weekly check-ins, and at a very high level. When you are dialed in as you are right now, this peak state that I've put you in, nothing will stop you from breaking through and achieving greater results for yourself and for your patients, all while having fun doing it. And that, my friends, that's what I want for you. So get to it. Crush this month's practice focus like never before. Really reassess and critically consider your successful day, your start to the day, your end of the day, and everything in between. And when you do that, okay? You're going to have such a great time helping each other, helping your patients, but most of all, not doing it at your expense, you know? Doing it where it's rewarding and fulfilling and fun. And then the results, well, they just take care of themselves. You got big and exciting things ahead. I have absolutely no doubt. Go get them.